What's good, everybody? It's the Con with Cap Show. Shout out to one of the greatest college running backs of all time, Reggie Bush. Finally, the NCAA comes to realization and say, hey, we got to give Reggie Bush his Heisman back. And they finally did it after 14 years, nearly two decades. It's been way too long. And I'm looking at the NCAA and realizing if the athletes right now would not be getting paid, the NCAA would not have given Reggie Bush his Heisman back. Let's just be honest here. Let's call a spade. The NCAA, they're way too powerful. And the only reason they're giving Reggie Bush his Heisman back is because the athletes are getting paid now. They are. You know, that's just the reality of it. It's pathetic that they even gave Reggie Bush, you know, they really stole it from him and said, oh, Reggie Bush was getting, you know, benefits, getting money under the table. I get that. How many millions did Reggie Bush make for USC? How much? Millions and millions of dollars. And they're going to give them some cars, you know, rent-free, tuition-free, some peanuts, dude. Like, overall, the NCAA is greedy, in my opinion. Like, they should have never did this to Reggie Bush. Reggie Bush should have always had his Heisman. So, like, for me, I'm kind of upset that finally they come to realization and say, hey, let's give Reggie Bush his Heisman back because, yes, the student-athletes right now are getting paid millions of dollars. So, yeah, we have to give Reggie Bush his Heisman back. That's the only reason. Like, because the athletes are getting paid out. If they weren't, they would have never did this. Reggie Bush would still not have his Heisman back. But, you know, I'm glad they finally came to conclusion and came to their senses and say, hey, Reggie Bush is arguably, if not the greatest college running back of all time. What he did at USC was crazy. It was unfathomable. It really was. I mean, he had 25 touchdowns. He had 3,169 yards in his three-year career at USC. And he won two national championships his freshman year in 2003 and won his sophomore year in 2004. And then obviously winning his Heisman in 2005. And they lost in the national championship to Texas, which was crazy. I blame Pete Carroll for losing that championship. Reggie Bush really did not have a lot of touches that game, yet he still had a touchdown. Like, Reggie Bush, the most dynamic running back really I've ever seen. Dude, like, nobody was as quick as Reggie Bush. The moves he would do, obviously the Fresno State game, the legendary game. I mean, they even had the NCAA football video game after Reggie Bush. They made that move for Reggie Bush. Like, Reggie Bush was a game changer, dude. Like, them to even, like, give his Heisman away, that was just insane to me, dude. That just shows you how much power the NCAA holds, how many billions of dollars the NCAA makes yearly, dude. Like, the universities in America, they're making millions of dollars, dude. Millions, if not billions of dollars. And yet they want to say, hey, we're going to give athletes, you know, a couple $100,000 here and there. You know, oh, yeah, we're going to give you a free car, you know, $60,000 car. That's peanuts to how much the university's making, dude, in revenue. We're talking in the B's here. Billions. So $40,000, $50,000 for a free car? If you're a student athlete, yeah, if you're broke, you're going to love it. But the bigger picture, that's peanuts, dude. That is literally peanuts. That's a slap in the face. Yeah, we'll give you a free car, dude. Like, I just made like $10 million this month. But yeah, we'll give you $50,000. That's fine, dude. That's pocket change. Even Johnny Manziel, when he was at A&M back in 2012, he even said he saw his jerseys coming off the rack. And he made a couple bands off some of that revenue, dude. At the university at A&M, they're making billions of dollars off Johnny Manziel. Like, it's crazy. We go back to Tim Tebow days, the Heisman days with Tim Tebow. How much revenue he made for Florida University alone. Tim Tebow made millions. Like, if Tim Tebow was today and they would have got paid back then, he would have been getting $10 million a year easily by landslide just by selling his jerseys, like, coming off the rack. But, you know, Reggie Bush, it's been 14 years since this happened. I'm just glad it came to real life now. You know, Reggie Bush, arguably the most dynamic running back I've ever seen. Even in the NFL, he had a great career. Won a Super Bowl in 2009 with the New Orleans Saints. And people are like, oh, he was kind of a number two back then. But in the divisional game against the Arizona Cardinals, he had an 83-yard punt return touchdown. So that was huge dynamic plays Reggie Bush would do that led them to the Super Bowl that year with Drew Brees. Hall of Famer in hoax. Shout out to Drew Brees, a legend in his own self. But Reggie Bush, I mean, just an amazing athlete, amazing talent. 11 years in the NFL, successful both in the College Football Hall of Fame. And I do think he should be in the Pro Hall of Fame as well. He's a winner. He is a winner. No hands about it. No doubt about it. Reggie Bush, when I think of Reggie Bush, I think of a winner. That's what Reggie Bush is. He's a winner. He had 5,490 yards in the NFL with 36 touchdowns in the NFL in his 11-year career. I mean, that's pretty good. Yeah, I'm not the best stats overall, but he's a Super Bowl winning champion. Not everybody in the NFL could be a Super Bowl winning champion. And there's been some great running backs in the NFL that didn't pan out, that didn't win a Super Bowl. But Reggie Bush, he won a Super Bowl. He was a huge contributing factor to the New Orleans Saints winning in 2009 that year. That was insane. I mean, they beat my Indianapolis Colts. The Colts should have won. They got out-coached. Sean Payton out-coached the Indianapolis Colts. It was crazy. The second half, they did an onside kick. We remember all of it. But right now, Reggie Bush, they finally, dude, his freshman year in 2003, dude, Reggie Bush, 1,331 all-purpose yards as a freshman in college at USC, dude, winning a national championship. Like, doing that as a freshman, that's unheard of, dude. Like, nowadays, even now, it's still hard to do as a true freshman coming in right out of high school. You know, Reggie Bush, yes, he was getting some stuff under the table, but he wasn't getting paid millions of dollars like the NIL deal is today. Like, that's ridiculous, dude. Reggie Bush was getting peanuts, dude. Like, the NCAA should have did this years ago. They should have never even took Reggie Bush's Heisman away from him. That's how disrespectful this is, dude. Like, Reggie Bush, dude, it's just insane. It's crazy how we look at it, look back and say, wow, that is crazy. You know, in his career at USC, he had 433 carries, 1,301 yards receiving, and 13 touchdowns receiving. Not to mention 25 touchdowns. You know, it's crazy. Like, Reggie Bush was that guy. Really, he could have won Heisman really every single year he was there at USC. And I blame Pete Carroll for not three-peating there. Reggie Bush should have been the number one back. You know, they had, you know, different type of backs there. But, you know, we look at Reggie Bush and realize he had a way better career than Vince Young did. A lot of people go back to the Texas-USC game and the Rose Bowl, the championship game. You know, we look at Vince Young. You know, Reggie Bush was a first-round, second overall pick. Reggie Bush should have been a number one overall pick. We look back and realize, man, some of these teams just didn't know what to do. But they called up Sean Payton, and Sean Payton said a lot of teams were calling in, hey, don't draft Reggie Bush. That's just not the play to do. Do not draft Reggie Bush whatsoever. You know what Sean Payton said? He said, F you. I'm getting Reggie Bush. Like, I see the talent in Reggie Bush. Drew Brees saw the talent in Reggie Bush. Went to Reggie Bush and said, you have more talent than LaDainian Tomlinson, who's a Hall of Famer, first ballot running back Hall of Famer. Shout out to LT, one of the best to ever do it. And when he put that in Reggie Bush's ear, he said, you know what? I can do that. Yeah, I really can. You know, Reggie Bush had some celebrations people didn't like. I remember the 2006 in the playoffs, they ended up losing the game against Chicago Bears. Reggie Bush had like a 80-yard receiving touchdown and taunted Brian Urlacher, just juked him out of his shoes. That's what Reggie Bush does. Just his speed, his agility, his cutbacks were just, nobody's ever seen it back then. Nowadays, yes, we start to see running backs, but even now, I don't really see the talent like Reggie Bush had. Even back in 2005, I don't see these type of running backs doing the stuff that Reggie Bush did. Like, that is crazy, dude. That's timeless. That's when you know Reggie Bush would thrive in any era. Reggie Bush would be successful, you know, back in the 80s. He would be successful in this day and age. He would be successful if he came up, you know, 10 years from now. He really would. Reggie Bush is that type of running back to thrive in any era. Because of his speed, his agility, his decisions to make you miss out in the open field. It doesn't matter who you are. You're going to miss a tackle from Reggie Bush out in the open field. He's going to make you miss. That's who Reggie Bush was, dude. He would get to you, and he boom, gone. Just like that. It was crazy. I even remember back in 2005 when they played Notre Dame Fighting Irish. And Notre Dame's up by 3. And they did the Bush push, you know, with Matt Leiner. Everybody hated it. But Reggie Bush balled out that game as well. I think he had 2 or 3 touchdowns against Notre Dame at Notre Dame. Not a lot of teams could do that year. You know, Pete Carroll did. And they were down. 4th-and-9. Literally for the whole season on the line. And they came up big. It's crazy, dude. Like, Reggie Bush is that type of player, man. And I'm just glad NCAA finally dealt with it. But I have no respect for the NCAA. I really don't. because if the student athletes did not get paid right now, like I said earlier, Reggie Bush would still not have his Heisman. Let's just be real here. He just won it, dude. The NCAA would not have any sympathy for Reggie Bush because he was getting stuff under the table, getting free cars, this and that. But yet the university's making billions of dollars, making literally millions off Reggie Bush when Reggie Bush was there at USC. So, like, what are we talking about, dude? Like, they should have never even stripped Reggie Bush for his Heisman. So I think the NCAA deserves an apology to Reggie Bush. They should really have, like, a five-minute speech of why they messed this up. You know, look at the athletes today. They're getting million-dollar NIL deals. You're like, that's crazy, dude. Athletes that are 19, 20 years old have no clue what to do with the money, have no financial, you know, education whatsoever. They get this money and they blow it quick. You know, they get $1 million and they buy a $500,000 Lamborghini. Right there, there's half the stat gone. What's the taxes on that? What's the car insurance on that Lamborghini? That's just one little thing that you bought. There's half your stack right there. I'm just saying, overall, Reggie Bush, the most dynamic player I've ever seen play the running back position ever, dude. Like, we've seen some great running backs in our day, 100%. But when we talk about Reggie Bush at USC, it was like, dude, it was a cheat code. It was like Michael Vick in 2004 in Madden. It was just a cheat code, dude. That's what Reggie Bush was in real life. He was a cheat code. He really was. It was just Pete Carroll had done boneheaded decisions. I remember in the championship game against Texas, now on 4th and 2, they go for the win, and they don't have Reggie Bush in the game. The Heisman winner. You don't have him in the game, dude. Like, what are you thinking here? Like, what is going on, dude? Like, Reggie Bush, just throw him a toss. He's going to make people miss. He'll get 2 yards. Literally, that's Reggie Bush to a T, dude. Like, I get it, man. They had Lendell White. He bought out the championship game. But come on, dude. You guys are going to 4th and 2 and not have Reggie Bush in on the final game, on the final play of the game with like a minute to go. And then they stop him. Texas stop him. Then the rest is history. We saw Vince Young score the touchdown. Everybody was hype on Vince Young coming out in the NFL. What did Vince Young do in the NFL? Like, nothing, dude. Jamarcus Russell, what did he do in the NFL? A lot of guys that have all this hype coming out of college didn't pan out. But Reggie Bush had the hype. He bought into the hype, and he paid it off. You know, we look at Reggie Bush and say he's the Super Bowl winning champion in 2009. That's what Reggie Bush is. He'll go in the history books in the NFL forever. Vince Young, he won't. People will forget about Vince Young in 30 years from now. Maybe Texas fans might not, but I'm talking the higher level, the NFL level. They won't remember Reggie Bush way more than Vince Young. I promise you that. So Reggie Bush, man, hats off to Reggie Bush. I'm grateful for this opportunity to see Reggie Bush finally get his Heisman back, dude. They need to start making commercials with Reggie Bush. He is that type of guy, man. He humble to the core. Just a really class act, man. He's just one of those guys that just a game changer. You know, once in a lifetime generational talent, dude. He really is. No one can replace Reggie Bush at USC. The record's there. Yeah, they might get broken, but nobody's going to have that impact that Reggie Bush had at USC. I don't think people realize that. Now, obviously, nowadays, like, people weren't even born then back in 2005 to see what Reggie Bush was about. I was a little kid then, and I'm just glad I got to see Reggie Bush play like that. Like, his speed, his agility, like, that stuff, you cannot teach that type of stuff, dude. Like, Reggie Bush had it, man. He really did. You know, shout out to Reggie Bush. Like, insane, man. And like I said, a successful career in the NFL. If you spend 11 seasons in the NFL, like, you're a success, dude. Like, as a running back. Like, as a running back, we look at running backs today, guys like, you know, shout out to Ezekiel Elliott, a great Ohio State running back, you know, won a national championship, went to Dallas, had a couple good years, but, you know, look at Ezekiel Elliott now, dude, he's like a second or third down back now, or second string, third string running back. Like, he hasn't been in the league over 10 years yet. He got drafted in 2016, dude. Like that, you know, we look at Reggie Bush. He was in there for 11. Yes, I get 1 or 2 years he was hurt. But overall, Reggie Bush, man, a success. I do believe he should be in the NFL Hall of Fame. You know, we look at Hall of Famers and say he put up the good numbers, decent numbers, and he won a Super Bowl. That's the most biggest thing, and he had a huge impact on that Super Bowl run. Like, insane. So, shout out to Reggie Bush, man. I promise that's my dude, but we don't smoke that Reggie Bush. One of the greatest running backs I've ever seen of all time. Shout out to the NCAA finally getting him back. Reggie Bush, take off. It's the Clowning with Cab show. Let's go!